Well, this is a red letter day in the church. I mean, I'm not old enough, Robbie, to remember the last pastor who was in service who had a baby. I'm not even sure if any of the older folk remember old Margaret Smith does. Let me say, it's probably going back a few years, Margaret, would that be fair to say? Yeah, it sounds like it. We'll get the story at the end of the service by the sounds of it. But anyway, we are absolutely thrilled for the Brown family and for young Robbie. And now, Robbie tells me that he's usually good sleeping during the day, but he comes to life at night. Now, I'm going to try and change up by singing him a song. Do you mind if I sing him a song? I feel a song coming on. Right, here we go. If you know this one, sing it along with me. Long ago, there was born in the city of David a sweet holy babe who was Jesus the Lord. Angels sang at his birth, lullaby peace on earth. Angels sang at his birth, lullaby peace on earth. Now, isn't that lovely? We're absolutely thrilled for you all. I mean, Matthew, you've been praying for a baby boy for the last year. And oh, it's lovely. It really is. So we're absolutely thrilled for you. Now, we're going to pray for you all. We're going to pray for young Robbie, and we're going to pray for you all. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this happy day. And we thank you for the happy Monday when young Robbie Buchanan Brown was born at 2:10 on Monday morning, £7.75. We thank you that Michelle came through okay, and Robbie came through okay, and old Robbie came through okay, and hopefully Matthew, Rachel, and Isla have been a happy week. And Lord, we pray for many happy days and happy weeks to come and happy years. Lord, we pray for this child, Robbie, and we pray your hand upon him. We pray for your hand upon Robbie and Michelle, for Matthew and Rachel and Isla too, and we pray, Lord, your blessing upon them as a family. And we thank you for them. We thank you for them being here. And we pray for your hand of blessing to continue upon them, Lord, and for great things to be done through each one of them. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this is a psalm for giving thanks. This is Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. And this is a day to give God thanks. His steadfast love endures forever. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Amen. Let's stand and sing together our first hymn. It's number 639. It's on the overhead, When We Walk With the Lord.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the light of your word. We want to thank you for being able to walk with you. We thank you for being with us. You are Emmanuel, God with us, who the word who became flesh. And we thank you for each one here, Lord, from the youngest, Robbie, 6 days old, to the oldest, whoever that is, numerically, from a time perspective. But it doesn't matter what age we are. What matters is that we are yours and that we are walking in your light. And we pray for your light to shed upon each heart here, Lord, from the youngest to the oldest. Lord, that we would hear from you. Lord, that we would lift up your name and praise you. You are most worthy of all praise. And hopefully, Lord, the expression of our coming together this morning is a mere a part of our aspiration and our resolution to serve you and to worship you and to know you each and every day of our lives. So we thank you for this day, Lord. We are sorry for those who just simply cannot get out today for various reasons. Reasons of health, reasons of business, reasons of work, reasons of being laid aside, reasons of many different reasons, Lord. And we just pray for each one, Lord, at home or in hospital or grieving or wherever they are, Lord. We pray your touch upon each one. And Lord, we just ask you that you would speak to our hearts, Lord, and may we know your holy presence with us, Lord. And as we tarry together at the end for a cup of tea after this service, we give you our thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there is a cup of tea following the service. So we thank Elaine very much for preparing that. Let's take up the offering now. Let's keep our seats for the first verse anyway of this next hymn, which is on the overhead, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. Now, boys and girls, I've got a children's address for you today, and of course, there's no Sunday school, but I thought I would just have a chat to you, boys and girls. I mean, the whole service is yours as well as everybody else's, so that's fine. What an exciting week, eh? What an exciting week. Has it been an exciting week, Rachel? Rachel agrees it's been an exciting week. Well, that's lovely. That's good. Now, Robbie is on maternity leave last week and this coming week, but by the looks of it, he maybe needs a holiday after this paternity leave as well. But Robbie's been doing his bit at night, and I'm sure you've appreciated that, Michelle. That's lovely. It ticks my back a bit, but a long way, like, you know, but not that I'm offering or anything, you know, but we're really pleased for you. Now, the next few weeks is the school holidays, isn't it? What are you going to be doing during your school holidays? Do you know, any plans? Sea cadets, Adam? Sea cadets on holiday for 2 weeks, are they? Leah, I think you're going to the swimming pool this week, aren't you? You're going to the swimming pool. That's good. Now, I think I covered this in the last family service, so I haven't actually even been in the building yet, let alone a swimming pool. That's awful lot, isn't it? Terrible. I'm going to start with baby steps first, you know, before I get to, because I was speaking to a man who was in his 70s yesterday. Oh, he must be in his late 70s. And he told me he was able to do 40 lengths in 55 minutes. I didn't say it out loud, but I says, I would be struggling to do one length in 55 minutes, let alone 40. I'm going to hate to get into action here, Albert. You still go to the pool, Albert? You see, it's just a slippery slope, isn't it, Albert? It's a slippery slope, but why can't I throw stones? Because I think it must be at least 12 years since I've been in the swimming pool. So maybe I'm on holiday for the next 2 weeks, Christine. What do you think? She's not saying anything. Anyway, it's good to get some physical exercise, boys and girls. Now, whether you're walking the dogs or walking a baby, or of course, because you've both families has got pets and children, so, and they need walking, don't they? Yeah, walking's good, but you know, we need to walk with God. This is an impromptu children's address, but it's very, very appropriate to what I'm going to be speaking about to the adults. We need to walk with God, and part of our walk with God is praying. We need to speak to Him. Yeah, it's good to speak. And you know, sometimes we don't even need to use words to speak to God, because He knows what's in our heart. But we need to know what's in God's heart. And when we read God's word, we can tell what's in God's heart. So there you go. There's a little impromptu children's address for you. Now, there is a bulletin, but it's like 2 weeks, I think it's 2 weeks old, the bulletin is, so you should all have the bulletin. And there's not going to be another bulletin for for the next month, which is probably 2 weeks' time. So Catherine asked me to announce the Women's Fellowship on the 26th of October at 7 p.m. It's Thursday, the 26th of October at 7 p.m. The speaker is Abby Perry, and it's also a bring-and-buy sale for the VMS. And the Coffee Emmaus is starting American pancakes from 10 till 12 on the Monday, is it the 30th? And then soup and puddings for 12 till 2. So we thank everybody for your work with the Coffee Emmaus. And I haven't actually managed to get along yet. And of course, I'm off for the next 2 weeks, but there's no coffee. So, but I'll get one of these days. There is tea following this service, so do manage to make your way past little Robbie, and maybe little Robbie will be up the stairs by that time, I'm not sure, but I'm sure Michelle or Robbie will bring him down so that he can all see him. Isn't it wonderful to see a little baby? And we're hoping for a lot of little babies. Not that I'm looking in your direction again, Michelle, but it's lovely. It's lovely to hear new life. And this is what we're wanting in the church, is new life. It's vibrancy, it's reality. And that is cuts across every age group. You know, there's no age group there in new life. New life comes to us every day. And so it's very important that we live every day for the Lord who gives us new life. So, now, Albert, you'll sussed out by now that Robbie is not actually preaching today. It's me, so apologies for that. But and Albert is preaching the night. So we thank you, Albert, and thank you, Andrew, for stepping in last week, for preaching last week. And it's good to be available. So Albert is preaching tonight, and there's communion tonight following the evening service. But there's tea following this morning service. So do come through the back for tea afterwards. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the opportunity, the invitation to walk with you, the eternal God, the one who is from everlasting to everlasting, and those who fear him. And Lord, we thank you for your greatness. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your world. We realize, Lord, that we're living in a sinful world, but you are working in this world, and your purposes are eternal, and they're being outworked, Lord. Even as we look in our TV screens and we see bad news every turn, but we realize, Lord, there is good news, and the good news is in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save people from their sins. And Lord, we pray that we would know this reality in our hearts and lives from day to day, and that others in our community and our country and our world would realize this. We pray, Lord, for believers in the Lord Jesus all over the world, some who haven't got a scripture, some who haven't got a Bible, some who haven't got a home to live in, some who are being unfairly treated and persecuted because simply they are followers of the Lord Jesus, and they're being harmed, they're being hurt, they're being unfairly treated. And Lord, we pray for them because they are our brothers and sisters in the Lord. And we pray for a release, Lord. We pray for a freedom from captivity and oppression, Lord, and unfair treatment. And we know that you hear the cries of your people, Lord. And as we've prayed from week in, week out for revival in our country, we realize it starts in our own hearts. So may it be a reality in each of our hearts and lives as the days go forward. Lord, we pray we would have a holy resolve to seek your face. So we thank you, Lord, for this time together. And speak to our hearts, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before we come to another Bible reading, let's stand and sing our third hymn. It's hymn number 811, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. Now, if you kept your Bible open at that psalm, you're in the right place, because we're going to read the next psalm, which is Psalm 101. I'm reading from the English Standard Version today, and the head of this psalm, which is a psalm of David, says, "I will walk with integrity." Psalm 101, a psalm of David. "I will sing of steadfast love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will make music. I will ponder the way that is blameless. O, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes. Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord." Amen. Yeah, I was only reading this psalm on Tuesday morning, and I had planned to speak about something else, but then I kind of was a bit compelled in this psalm with the "I wills," and I thought, well, let's explore this psalm a little bit further. The "I wills" of Scripture are many, and you can spend a lot of time studying the "I wills" in Scripture. But I thought I would explore a little bit about the "I wills" here in this psalm of David. The Believer's Bible Commentary says of this psalm, "David's aspirations for his private and public life were beyond his own achievements, but the goals he set for his house and his kingdom will be fully realized by the Lord Jesus when he comes to sit on David's throne." This psalm is David's manifesto as he entered upon his reign. In it, he hitches his wagon to a star. I like that phrase because it indicates that our aspect individually as believers should be onwards and upwards and as high as possible. When we become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're actually seated in heavenly places with Christ. So to that end, we cannot actually have a higher position as sanctified believers in the Lord Jesus, who are being changed from day to day. So his love is as high as the heavens, and we are there with him. And yet, by the same token, as he came down in the biggest condescension there ever was, he left heaven's glory to come down, to be born as a baby, a helpless baby who needed to be cared for, who needed to be nurtured, who needed to be fed, who needed to be loved. So from the highest position to the lowest position, Christ covers it all. But our aspirations our resolutions, if you like, because Spurgeon speaks about this Psalm 101 as a psalm of resolutions for David and his kingdom. These are resolutions that we should have as individual believers, and if you like, we hitch our wagon to a star as well, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So what about David? David was a man after God's own heart. He served God in his own generation, and we should do the same. He left Solomon with the plans for the temple as well as the materials to build it. He organized the temple staff. He arranged the liturgy. He was a skillful musician. He wrote psalms for the choirs, which we sing today. And the New Testament has over 400 quotations from the Psalms. It's little wonder, and I never tire of saying it, that it feels like I almost live in the Psalms, because I read the Psalms twice a year in my daily readings. Just follow the plan that I follow to try and read the Bible in a year. It covers reading the Psalms twice a year. So probably out of the few sermons that I preach, most of them actually are for the Psalms. And they're so up to date. I was saying to Albert this morning, these Psalms are bang up to date because they speak to your heart. They're inspired, they're God-breathed, and they're instructive for us today. David was described in Psalm 78 as he shepherded them, that's Israel, according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. I have a shepherd, one I love so well. How he has blessed me, tongue can never tell. On the cross he suffered, shed his blood and died, that I might ever in his love confide. Following Jesus ever day by day, nothing can harm me when he leads the way. Darkness or sunshine, whate'er befall, Jesus, my shepherd, is my all in all. And the life of David is recorded in Scripture, has brought us instruction and inspiration. He was a shepherd. He led the people of Israel. He had a heart. He was a man of integrity and a man after God's own heart. Yes, he made mistakes, but so do we all. He had skillful hands playing the harp. He had a shepherd's crook. He led the flock since he was a boy. He had a sling. He killed Goliath in faith. He had a harp. He was a poet and a musician. He had a sword. He was mighty in battle. God trained David's hands and gave him strength to fight his battles. His servants loved him. In one occasion, of course, we realize that some of David's mighty men broke through enemy ranks to Bethlehem because David was desperate for a cup of refreshing cold water for that well in Bethlehem. And these mighty men risked their lives to give David a cup of cold water. And David, of course, he felt that he couldn't drink this because this was like the blood of his men, so he poured it out before the Lord. He had plans for the temple, although he wasn't the man to do it because God said that he was a man of war. But God made preparations, and he saved up his resources so that through his military exploits, he saved up materials for the temple in the ambition that the temple would be built for the Lord. Of course, we realize that figuratively speaking and practically speaking, as the Israelites were led through the desert by Moses, he was commanded to build the tabernacle in a certain way, and the Ark of the Covenant, where the glory of the Lord was in the Holy of Holies, was symbolic of God's presence with them. And David sought the presence of the Lord, that there would be a home for God. And yet, David established the dynasty that brought Jesus Christ into the world to be your Savior, but God made an unchangeable covenant with David, promising him an everlasting kingdom, 2 Samuel 7. And here the scripture says here, when your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, says the Lord, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far? Okay, so there's a bit of context on David. But what about the I wills in this psalm, Psalm 101, this psalm of resolutions? Well, there's actually 10 I wills, but before you take a flag and think, oh no, 10 points, I'm just going to go through half of them very quickly. But here's the 10 that I sort of considered on Tuesday and this week as I was thinking about this psalm. This psalm that really is the start of David's reign, if you like, and it's his aspirations, it's his resolve. And in verse 1 he says, I will sing. In verse 1 he says, I will make music. In verse 2 he says, I will ponder. In verse 2 he says, I will walk. In verse 3 he says, I will not. In verse 4 he says, I will know. In verse 5, he says, I will destroy or silence. In verse 5, he says, I will not endure. In verse 6, he says, I will look. And in verse 8, he says, I will destroy. Now, it would be good in your own time to look through this psalm and consider these for yourself, but let's just go through some of them. First one, I will sing. I will sing of steadfast love and justice. It's good to sing, isn't it? I wonder if you sing. Do you sing when you're at home? Do you sing when you're in the shower, when nobody's listening? Do you sing in the car? Do you sing walking down the streets? Do you sing when you're doing the cleaning? Well, not in my case, because I didn't do a lot of cleaning, but and what do you sing? Do you sing pop songs, country songs backwards, classical songs, hymns, songs, heavy metal, whatever takes your taste? Well, the fact is we've got so much choice in music, haven't we? And it's good to sing. Sometimes we sing with songs that we just hear from the radio or the TV or somebody else that's singing. And of course, we come together to meet in the Lord's presence to sing his praise. And it's good to sing. I mean, singing is a good thing to do anyway, isn't it? Because apparently, Andrew, I was told that you get 70%, 75%, or maybe it's 90% of your energy from your lungs. Now, Lewis may contradict this, I'll be corrected afterwards, but you've got to breathe in fully for your diaphragm. And when you are breathing, you get most of your energy from your breathing. Isn't it good that we didn't live on the moon? We actually live on Earth, where there's oxygen and enough for us to breathe in and breathe out. And it's important when you're singing to breathe. And when we are singing to the Lord, He is our song. He is our breath. He is our life. He is our sustenance, so He deserves our praise. And I would suggest to you that singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and even saying them if you can't actually sing them, but you can sing them from your heart. This is good spiritual worship. And we can sing of God's steadfast love and justice. And this was David's aspiration for him as a leader and a king of the people of Israel. He says, I will sing. And we as believers in the Lord Jesus need to sing. We need to say, I will sing to you, O Lord. And he says in the same verse, in verse 1, he says, I will make music. I will make music. Now, it's great to hear music. I mean, I consider myself to have a fairly eclectic musical taste, although I'm not so keen on heavy metal and stuff like that, but, I can sort of enjoy various types of music. And when I'm in the car going to Aberdeen or Inverurie, I usually put on Radio 4. I'm not sure if it's channel you listen to, Elizabeth, but I'm maybe showing my age listening to Radio 4. Are you a Radio 4 person? 4 Extra. Well, I've never tried it. I'll need to try it. I got a smart car, you see. I got these digital radios and stuff. I've just got... I ain't even got long wave now, so apparently there's a daily service on Radio 4 long wave every morning, Robbie, at I think it's 9:30 in the morning or something like that. But I ain't even got long wave in my car now. That's really annoying. From the switch on, now in FM you're going to hear this program, but in long wave you've got a service, a quarter of an hour service. Now this is typical of our society of the day, that's sweeping under the carpet Christian praise and Christian principles. We can see it right across our country in every respect. We can see things being slipped under the carpet or being more difficult to access. I mean, songs of praise, thankfully, is something that you can still see on BBC One. You can record it, you can listen to it, and that's great. Who knows how long that's going to carry on for, I don't know. We need to grieve for our country, but we need to make music to the Lord. Now, as I was saying about Radio 4, on Friday morning I was driving into Aberdeen. Now, if you guys have got internet, you'll be able to pick us up on a podcast. And if you've got internet, Ruth's got internet, you're all right, Ruth. Radio 4, 11 o'clock on Friday morning, there was a half-hour program called St. Pancras Pianos. Did you know? Now, I'm looking at you, Andrew, because I have a feeling that when you're in Union Square Shopping Centre, there is a piano under the stairs. Anybody can go and play. Have you ever had a tinkle in it? Oh, great. Now, what's lovely of it? And I'm sure you're playing spiritual songs and that. Now, it's lovely. That is great. Now, I was listening to this half-hour programme of different people who were playing, and there's not just one keyboard, I think there's a number of keyboards in St. Pancras Station in London, where these keyboards are donated so anybody can sit and play them. What a lovely programme it was. Catch it now. Radio 4, Friday morning, half of our programme, St. Pancras Pianos. Lovely. And music touches us, doesn't it? Music touches us. And we have to give thanks to the musicians who play faithfully week in, week out, all of them who play. And they bless us, the div. They bless us with our skill in playing. And we'd be the poorer for not hearing them. And of course, we need to encourage the musicians as well, don't we? I'm kind of trying to get Nathan on his guitar and stuff, but not just Nathan, Samuel on the keyboard and in the Sunday school, and that's all great. And the boys and girls with their tambourines, and maybe we could get drums in the church. What do you think of that, Robbie? Drums? Oh, even in your current state, Robbie, exhausted state, you're Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will make music, he says, to you, O Lord. And that's it. When we make music in our hearts, we do so to the Lord. Now, yes, you can do it physically with musical instruments, but you as a person are a musical instrument, and you can sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, as Paul exhorted us to do. I will make music to the Lord. Number three, now don't worry, I'm not going on with the 10 things, okay, so we're getting through it. Number three, I will ponder the way that is blameless. Now, as he says in verse 3. Oh, sorry, that's verse 2. I will ponder the way that is blameless. Now, being blameless is different from being sinless, okay? There's nobody apart from the Lord himself who was sinless. The Lord Jesus had no sin. Now everybody else, every human being, we are sinners because of that first disobedience with Adam and Eve. We inherited the sinful nature. But when we come to Christ, who has taken our sin upon himself, we are forgiven and we are accepted because he has taken our sin upon himself and we inherit his righteousness. Now, it's not an excuse for saying, well, I can do what I like because I've inherited Christ's righteousness. No. No, that's not the case. But being blameless is, if you like, the same word there as being when they took an unblemished lamb and they presented this unblemished lamb as a sacrifice for sin in the Old Testament. Or being sincere. Being sincere and without pretense, okay, in your heart. That is a blameless heart. Noah was blameless, Genesis 6 and 9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just and perfect man in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Of course, we realize that Noah was still a sinner, but he was perfect, or he was blameless in his generations. And Abram, Genesis 17, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. I would suggest to you that walking in a blameless way, or as we ponder the way that is blameless, we need to become God's servant. This is not just for the high and mighty patriarchs that, who themselves had their own issues, but they had faith in God. They were called by God, and they served God with a servant heart. My servant Noah, my servant Abraham, my servant Job, my servant Moses, my servant David, and my servant Paul. And of course, we realize the many servants of the Lord who were females as well in Scripture. And the ultimate servant, the suffering servant, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I will ponder the way that is blameless. And number four, and to me, this is the key aspiration here, if there is one. But in verse 2, at the end of verse 2, David says, I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. Now, what we are in our house is what we are. We can't hide anything for God, can we? And we normally can't hide anything in our house either. He says, I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. And I think the consequence of this is found in the latter part of verse 6, where David's aspiration is for people who will walk in the way that is blameless and shall serve me or shall minister to me. But it can equally be read as the Lord's exhortation, as he wants servants in the church to serve him. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. Yes, David had aspirations for good servants, good people around him. But the Lord is calling you to be a servant who will walk with integrity of heart within you at God's house, and that you will walk, you and me will walk in the way that is blameless and shall serve me or shall minister to the Lord. You see, we're serving the Lord. We're actually ministering to him. When Robbie is preaching here, he is ministering to the Lord primarily. Yes, he's ministering to everyone in the congregation, and he's ministering to the people who hear him over the podcasts and the web and so on. But primarily, he's ministering to the Lord. And we, in our lives, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, are ministering to the Lord in authentic reality. No virtual reality, this is authentic reality. Let me read to you. And I got this book, I inherited this book from Andra Buchan in West Road, Second Mile People. This is a book that's now going to Africa, although I did get a copy for somebody else, and that one is going to Africa, a duplicate copy. But Second Mile, have you ever read Second Mile People, Margaret? Isabel Kuhn? No? I'll give you a shout out, but I have to get it back, okay? Now, here we go. Here's a poem called Indwelt. Not merely in the words you say, not only in your deeds confessed, but in the most unconscious way is Christ expressed. Is it a beatific smile, a holy light upon your brow? Oh no, I felt his presence while you laughed just now. For me, 'twas not the truth you taught, to you so clear, to me still dim. But when you came to me, you brought a sense of him. And from your eyes he beckons me, and from your heart his love is shed, till I lose sight of you and see the Christ instead. By A.S. Wilson, by somebody who knew Isabel Kuhn, a missionary who went to China, but this lassie was somebody whom Isabel Kuhn saw Christ in her daily demeanor, without saying anything. And that should be us, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, that we walk with integrity of heart within the house of the Lord. Not just here, not just this building, wherever. That we walk in a way that is blameless, and that we minister to the Lord. And in so doing, we minister to others. And finally, you'll be pleased to hear, because I'm going to stop at this one here, although the other ones can probably be summed up in the kingship aspirations, but I'm not going to cover them. Number 5 in verse 3, I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. This is difficult in our days. I'm sure it was difficult in every day, but we're kind of saturated with multimedia and TV and all the rest of it. We almost can't escape the filth and evil that's in our world. It was ever the case, of course, wasn't it? I mean, Robbie's mentioned for the pulpit in the past, we can't help a first glance, but we can help a second one. I think as Martin Luther says, we can't help a bird dropping a twig in our head, but we can stop it building a nest. And Job made a covenant with his eyes. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a Father up above, and he's looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Let it not be said that we consciously put before our eyes anything that is worthless, but rather that we would walk with integrity, with holiness, with purity, which is Christ, and let's be resolute to do so. David's aspiration, David's resolution, yes, he failed in some respects, but so do we all. But we can move beyond that, and we can move onwards, and we can look upwards, and we can aspire to the ideal, which is Christ's fullness. We know sin. That's our aspiration, an ideal. That we walk with integrity of heart within the Lord's house, and that we walk in a way that is blameless, and that we minister to him. Let's walk in the light as he is in the light, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Let's stand and sing our final hymn, hymn number 792. Oh, for a heart to praise my God. And remember, there's tea following the service. Thank you. Praise you for this time together. We sing of your steadfast love and justice, and we make music to you. We pray you would go with us, Lord, and may your hand be upon us. May your presence go with us, and may you fill us with joy as we exalt you, and may we walk with integrity of heart before you and minister to you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.